This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A wildfire in Jefferson County is forcing residents to evacuate near the communities of Buffalo Creek, Conifer, Foxton, and Ramona Gulch. The National Forest Service says air tankers and helicopters are coming to help fight the fire about 40 miles southwest of Denver. Metropolitan State University of Denver is the state's first higher education institution to offer its own COVID-19 vaccine incentive program. CPR's Paolo Shalsada reports.
The university will award scholarships to 5 students. Each one will cover up to $8,164, enough to cover an entire year of school for an in-state student if they get the full amount. MSU student trustee Savannah Martell says her chances to win are slim, but she's still excited.
The odds are like one of, I think our student body is like 19,000. That is still an odd, so I do have a chance.
Interested students will have to fill out a form saying they've been vaccinated and provide proof of immunization if they win the scholarship. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Drought conditions have improved in Colorado. The eastern half of the state is drought-free due to significant rains that have fallen over the last several weeks. But things are still very dry in western Colorado. Nearly the entire western half of the state is at extreme risk of wildfires, the northwestern corner experiencing exceptional drought and extremely critical wildfire conditions. Grand Junction right now is at 91 degrees and clear. There is a high risk of fire this afternoon into the evening. This is CPR News.